Thank you. I believe we're getting warmed up. Love to tell you who these wonderful pickers are. I'm sure most of you have met us, but if you haven't, man on the electric five-string bass and the upright bass fiddle plays them with equal ease, friends. They're not the same beast, nay, nay. But he has tamed them with equal ease. He comes to you all the way from Cleveland, Tennessee. It's a good one, it's one I know of. On the vocals and the bass, give it up for Todd Parks. Our drummer, ladies and gentlemen, he and I are, I'm happy to say, in our 24th year of playing together. So he has been to quite a few Tellurides himself, and originally from Albuquerque. Chris, I think that's the first time we ever got a reaction from that. Yes, he's in his home time zone. He's having a ball. But you're not going to meet a better musician than Mr. Chris Brown. As you can tell, our banjo picker, he hit the stage warmed up, as he always does, ready to go. Originally from Bainbridge Island, Washington. And it's a pleasure every night we hear him, because we never know what we're going to hear. He's so inventive and so wonderful. That's Wes Corbett on the five. And on the guitar, just a wonderful singer, songwriter, record producer. For the International Bluegrass Music Association, he's a winner of awards as Recording Engineer of the Year. And as a mentor of the youth pickers of bluegrass. God, all that money for the hair and the teeth ain't working still. But he has a lot of good young bluegrass players now that are playing because he was tutoring them and teaching them. And that's really important in our music. So you need some good mojo in your life. Mojo here, that's Stephen Mojo. We got pals that are coming out tonight, and I mean, this being my 50th year, it's hard to believe. It really is, because I've got so many musical brothers and sisters, and I'm so fortunate. Hell, I'm fortunate to be standing here. Are you kidding? But it's just, man. This next fellow, we actually met at the baseball park in Nashville. He moved to Nashville to be a bluegrass star. That didn't maybe work out the way he wanted to, but things have a way of working themselves out, don't they? So he is near and dear to Telluride. Nobody loves this place more than him. So I'd love you to hear the sounds of Mr. Dierks Bentley.
Hey, Dad.
Yes, son.
Happy 50th. Oh, yeah, it's good. Well, great to be back on this stage, y'all. It's nothing else like it in the world. Sam called me up and asked if I'd come out here and do a song that he recorded on a record that just came out a couple years ago for me. I guess last year, and he played on this track. And you may not know it, but I think you'll like the song because it's about this. It's about this place right here. It's about whether you just came out for the festival or you moved here, there's something about this place that just feels like home. And there's something about bluegrass music. When I first discovered bluegrass music and Sam and all these guys, it felt like home. And I think the reason we all love Sam so much is that if you take all that and you mix it up with all this, like some sort of algorithm, it'd come out looking and sounding just like that right there. He's the perfect everything when it comes to things I love, bluegrass music in Colorado. So this is a song called Sunsets in Colorado. You might not know it, but hopefully we do. We'll find out.